This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast. We're going to do coverage for games on June the 8th, 2022. If you enjoy the show, share it with a friend, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google. Leave some feedback at baseballanalysispod@gmail.com. Today, I'm going to do deep dives on Bryson Stott, Jake Cronenworth, and something a little different, diving into Azure Databricks and Python for data science for baseball research. First, we're going to look at the top exit velocity for the 8th of June. And first is Jake Berger with 113.7 miles per hour. Kyle Schwarber's in second at 112.5. Bryce Harper in third at 112.4. Byron Buxton in fourth at 110.3 miles per hour. Ryan Jeffers in fifth at 110.0. Top distance for the day belongs to Raimel Tapia. And first with 441 feet. Ryan Jeffers in second at 440 feet. Byron Buxton in third at 424 feet. Zach Collins in fourth at 414. Christian Walker in fifth at 414 feet as well. Top pitch velocity belongs to Andres Munoz, topping out at 102.5 miles per hour. Gregory Soto is in second at 101.3. Andres Munoz in the three and four spots at 101.2 and 100.9. And Camilo Duvall in fifth at 100.8 miles per hour. Swing and misses has three people tied in first with a count of 17. That's Alex Fedo, Sandy Alcantara, and Merrill Kelly. Josiah Gray is behind them with a count of 16, and Ian Anderson is in fifth with a count of 14. Bryson Stott has been heating up as of late, really helping the Phillies get things done on the offensive side of the ball. Last night was no different. Stott went 4-for-4 with one double, one home run, two RBIs, three runs scored. That brings his average to 188 on the year and his OPS to 556. He had one hard hit ball on the night. His last 10 games at the plate tell a much different story than the earlier parts of the year. Since May 26th, he has 10 hits and 34 plate appearances, two doubles, three home runs, 10 runs scored, eight RBIs, one stolen base, a walk rate of 8.8%, K rate of 17.6%, averaging .323 with slugging .677, a weighted on base average of .451. WRC plus is sitting at 190. In the 10 games before that, starting on May 8th, he had four hits and 38 plate appearances, zero home runs, three runs scored, four RBIs, a walk rate of 7.9%, a K rate of 34.2%, averaging 114, slugging 114, with a weighted on base average of 148 and a WRC plus of negative 11. Tough for Stott, but at least his walk rate stayed pretty consistent, which is a good sign. But he's been doing things that the Phillies had hoped for him to do, rightfully so, since they picked him in the first round, 14th pick overall in the 2019 amateur draft. 24-year-old stands 6'3", 200 pounds, playing second base and shortstop. Bats left through his right. He's been whiffing the most of fastballs with a rate of 26.8%, and it's his highest put-away rate at 28%. He's also seeing that pitch the most at 62.2%. But Stott had the Brewers number last night. Most of his hits came off of fastballs. Two are from four seams, one from a slider. His home run came off a four seam. Double came off of a four seam as well. Slider, he got a single at the end of the night. Stott had seen fastballs 32% of the time, sinkers 26% of the time, sliders 21% of the time, curveball 16% of the time, and changeups 5%. Stott is swinging for an average of 188, slugging 313 with a weighted on base average of 248, WRC plus at 56, and a WAR of negative 2, with three home runs through 103 plate appearances in 2022. Hopefully this is the spark he needs to pick it up. Moving on to Jake Cronenworth, who had a big game last night in the Padres' 13-2 win over the New York Mets in San Diego. Cronenworth went 3-for-4. With one double, one home run, five RBIs, one walk, bringing his average to 226 on the year with the OPS of 686. He had one hard hit ball, three runs scored. I've been seeing Cronenworth's name a lot lately, so I thought it'd be a good idea to cover him, especially after a big night. And he has been heating up. In the last 10 games since May 30th, He has 12 hits and 44 plate appearances, 3 doubles, 3 home runs, 8 runs scored, 14 RBIs, a walk rate of 13.6%, a K rate of 25%. Averaging 316, slugging 632 with a weighted on base average of 445 and a WRC plus of 191. 10 games before that were not as hot. Starting May 18th, he had 9 hits and 46 plate appearances, 2 doubles, 1 home run, 6 runs scored, 4 RBIs, walk rate of only 2.2%. That is a crazy difference from 13.6%. A K rate of 21.7%, averaging 214, slugging 333, weighted on base average of 263, and a WRC plus of 70. Right now, he sits in the 88th percentile for whiff rate. Makes sense, since all of his whiff rates are very low, except for breaking pitches, where he has a whiff rate in 2022 of 29.8%, a put-away rate on that pitch of 21.2%. Last night, he saw a majority of sinkers at 29%, changeups at 24%, cutters at 18%, sliders at 12%, four-seams at 12%, and curveballs at 6%. So he only saw three breaking pitches in the 17 pitches that he saw last night. Makes sense, seeing how well he did. Cronenworth has 6 home runs and 251 plate appearances this year, slugging 373 with a weighted on base average of 305, WRC plus of 98, and a WAR of 1.1. Hopefully we see more from Cronenworth here moving forward. It's a good sign, though. Lastly, I want to end it with a talk on Azure Databricks and some Python for data science I've been learning. Azure Databricks has been pretty fascinating, something that I've enjoyed diving into. I'm learning how to create data lakes, ingesting data from multiple data sources. And I just want to go ahead and say, if there's anyone out there who is interested in helping with this type of project for baseball research, baseball analysis, either for fantasy or just for things like this podcast, let me know. I would love to collaborate, work on something together, or if you just want to leave some feedback and let me know how you might go about it, because I'm still pretty fresh in this field. I have a little bit more experience in like Ruby on Rails and JavaScript, things like that, but Python for data science and Azure Databricks, very new to me. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. I'll be back here tomorrow. Leave some feedback, subscribe to it, tell your friend about it in the meantime. Enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening.